everybody. Welcome to the Lady Gamer Podcast. You may notice that we are not Mia. She has taken some time off, so me and Tori are taking over until she comes back, which is unannounced so far. But anyways, me and Tori at the moment are engaged in a, I don't even know what to call it. A
conversation.
Yeah, basically.
All of you that are probably listening to this right now, you're probably, if you're listening to this, you're probably hitting on Brooke right now. That's basically all I'm going to say.
So I'm just going to address this because I have tried. And if you read it, you will know why. But anyways, okay. So first of all, this stemmed from a simple question that I asked Justin and Kevin for about something that they mentioned in their podcast about me. And it kind of exploded into a battle for my hand in marriage. It's between Sam. Well, right now it's between Sam and Bradley, but Peter was also in on this too.
Actually, I think Peter might have been drunk.
Peter was the one who started it. So I am going to address this to everyone that I have a boyfriend and he is not imaginary. And you all seem like really nice people and you're all making me laugh. But Bradley, I will not marry you. You said we have a honeymoon next week, so you can take the plane tickets to wherever you booked us, and you can bring someone, and you guys can have an awesome time. Sam, you're British, which is cool, but I've also heard that Britons have really bad teeth.
Brooke really likes sweater vests.
Kind of, but I'm just kidding, because if there's any other British people listening out there, I'm sure you have very nice teeth. Anyways, so we are going to start off. Anyways, that's my saying for that. That you guys are funny and you make me laugh, but in reality, that's all you can do is be funny and make me laugh. But Bradley, you can walk to Mordor and you can challenge my army boyfriend, but I don't think...
Epic battle over the firing pit of Mav Doom.
Yep.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah, anyways, that is that. So, we are going to continue with our podcast with our emails. So,
which kind of sucks because we already did this and then it got erased.
Yeah, so this is like our redo slash make more awesome podcast. Take two.
The last one was really awesome though, so I don't know what we're doing. Maybe we can edit it if we don't like this one.
Yeah, so if it kind of comes out a little choppy, then...
Yeah, forgive us, we're still learning. Just learning.
Okay, so our first email is from Carmen, and she says, "Hey guys or gals, my question is, have you ever found a fictional video game character attractive? For example, I'm not afraid to admit that Nathan Drake from Uncharted is rather yummy. Till next time, Carmen." I agree with you, Carmen. I think that Nathan Drake is very good looking for a video game character. But myself, there's only one character from a video game that I ever found attractive, and that was Starkiller from The Force Unleashed, because I am a big Star Wars fan, if you all don't know that. So I thought he was pretty cute, until the end when he turned to the dark side and put on a mask and stuff. But yeah, that is my answer.
I said no.
And that is Tori's answer.
Yes or no question, but I answered it as one, because I have never found a cartoon character attractive. Just my personal preference.
And that is Tori's answer.
That is my answer.
Okay, so we're going to do Peter's email next, because our last email is kind of long. So, hello, it's Peter. Quick question. What is your opinion towards video game violence towards children? Do you believe it affects the already crazy or the sane? I sent you a wallpaper. All right, sorry for a short email. Bye.
I like the wallpaper.
Yeah.
It was a picture of a cat jumping up in the air and yelling, "Hooray," I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, hooray.
It was pretty epic.
And it reminded me of my cat, because I think that if she could talk, she would say hooray.
This is also the same Peter that also hit on me like 2 minutes ago. So, hey, Peter.
Weak face.
I believe that it doesn't affect anyone, really. I think it's about the kids and how they were raised and how their parents raised them and their psychological issues and everything like that. But I mean, like, I wouldn't, like, make my kids not play violent video games just because I thought it would make them go shoot people. Like, if I had a kid, I would let him play Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty and stuff. You know, it's a video game. If my kids were smart enough, they'd know that it's not real and you shouldn't do this outside of a game. But, of course, there are some people out there who teach their kids otherwise or don't try to teach them.
I think it's all kind of part of the parents. I don't think...
Yeah, exactly. It's all about how you raise them.
And I don't think... Well, I don't really think they should be playing games like Halo when they're, like, 4 years old. So, yeah. I mean, that would kind of scar me for life.
Well, I don't even know if kids that young can, like, play those games, you know? Like, I don't think I would be able to play, like, Call of Duty or something if I was, like, six.
Hey,
like, I suck...
Crazy kids out there now.
Yeah, I sucked at Call of Duty, like, 2 years ago. And I was, like, 18. So...
18. She was 2 years ago, she was 18.
Yeah.
She was not 11.
No. There's a big misconception that I'm, like, 12. But I'm not 12.
She sometimes looks like she's
12. And I sometimes sound like I'm 12, but...
Yeah. Especially when she's on the phone, she sounds like she's a newborn.
And I probably sound like I'm 12 right now, but...
Yeah, probably.
That's okay. Because I'm...
Okay.
Because I know I'm not 12, and now you all know that I'm not 12. And I'm also not from Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, farthest thing from Las Vegas,
nope.
Really. We should go to Las Vegas.
Though. We should.
Let's just go right
we
now.
We should.
Take the computer and podcast on the way to Las Vegas.
Yep.
If you guys would like to hear that, maybe we'll consider that.
Yep.
In the summer.
Okay. Thank you, Peter, for the wallpaper and the funny conversation that we had. Alrighty, Bradley. Here is Bradley's email. It's probably the longest email. Actually, it is the longest email. There's like 50 million questions.
There's like 4 emails and 2 of them are from Bradley. So
yep.
Keep it coming, Bradley.
Also, Bradley is the one that is dueling for my hand in marriage. So
yeah.
Good luck, Bradley. Takes a lot to...
Bring a machine gun.
Yep. Okay. Do you want to read it?
Yes, I would like to read it.
Go for
it. Hey, Brooke and Tori. This is Bradley. Happy face. How are the lady gamers? So that is the first question, is how are we?
I'm good, Bradley.
I'm good, too. I'm very decent. I have a couple of questions for you gals. Okay, here we go. 2 exclamation points. Number 1, what is your favorite game of all time for any system?
Mine would have to be Sly Cooper 2 or the original Spyro, because you gotta love the old PS1 games, and I probably played Sly 2, like, 50 times, so, yeah.
I said that mine was, Mario Kart for any system, really, ever, even, like, N64, which was probably the best one, because I could play that for, like, hours on end, days at a time, and not get bored of it.
Yep.
So.
She also still can't beat me at it.
No,
so
I can't.
So watch out, Mario Kart.
She's,
tournament.
Like, really epic at it. Also, we are having, do you want to tell them about the competition?
Oh, sure. Me and Bradley are...
Bradley is the reoccurring theme.
Yep. Me and Bradley are co-hosting a Mario Kart competition for the Second Funniest Podcast fans, and Justin and Kevin have graciously offered to get a prize for the winner. I don't know what the prize is, but it's probably something epic. So.
Anything from Justin and Kevin would probably be really epic.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you guys have a Wii and you want to join in on the tournament, we don't have a date set yet, but it should be pretty soon, so just post it on the podcast wall and you're in, and we'll keep you informed. Okay, question 2. How long have you guys known each other? Too long.
Yeah. No, not long enough.
Both.
But at the same time, it is long, too long.
Sometimes it's too long. That's what
she
said.
That's what she said. anyways. Yeah, I started working at our place of employment over 2 years ago. So, and a little story on this is when I first started, and Brooke already worked there, and I saw her name on the schedule, but I didn't work with her for about 2 months into my being hired. And so I was like, you know what, this Brooke chick does not actually exist. And I am now all too aware of the fact that she exists.
Thanks.
And I get reminded of it every day when she texts me at like 5:30 in the morning to tell me that she just saw a woodpecker.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's...
Also, our first conversation was about sorting pickles, so...
Yeah, I remember that. That was
It's always epic, but anyways, yeah.
We're gonna tell our kids one day how we met, and we'll say we were sorting pickles together.
Yep. It's probably the best. Oh, sorry. My internet thing closed. Okay. Question number three. Are you guys going to do a call-in episode at any time? Well, we...
He also said please, so he's being polite about it.
In the first podcast we recorded, we were like, yeah, sure, if you guys want to call in or whatever, but...
But now Brooke is scared because you're all going to hit on her.
I'm kind of hesitant. If you have a good topic.
Yeah, they'll have a good topic.
Then sure. If you have a game, that still sounds bad. If you have a video game related topic that you want to call in and talk about, and not a
game plan for our relationship,
or if you're someone other than Bradley, Peter, or Sam that wants to call in, that is totally fine. But for Bradley, Peter, and Sam, if you guys want to call in,
you guys have a restraining order now.
I'm just kidding. They're all pretty funny. But
yeah, anyways, if you want to call us on Skype, you can do that.
If you can find us on Skype.
Yeah, that's the trick, is finding us on Skype.
Yeah.
You should have like an Easter egg hunt, except it would be find us on Skype.
Okay. So that is that. Number four, what are your reactions to all the info on Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time?
So to save us some time, I'm going to go first, because I know Brooke is going to say a lot about this.
Yes.
She's pretty much going to write an essay. So I'm going to say that my reaction was cool, and that's about it. So I will just let Brooke have the floor now.
Okay, so Sly Cooper 4, Thieves in Time. First of all, I want to congratulate Sanzaru. I think that they are doing an awesome job on the game. They're doing better than I thought they would, and I like how they're really listening to their fans and, you know, talking back with them and everything. Few things, though, I have an issue with. Number one, I never really liked the whole time travel thing. I always thought that was kind of cliche and, you know, it was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of a boring plot line to me because, you know, something happens and it's changing time and you have to go back in time and save things before time changes and everything, so I always kind of had an issue with that, but it'll be interesting to see how they play it out.
Well, I really don't think that they, like, I think they didn't know where else to go with the plot because of how the third one ended.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just like, you know what, when in doubt, just go back in time. So that's probably what happened there.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I could have helped them, but...
no one asks you for help, do they?
They wouldn't have liked my help, but anyways... yeah, I think that, it should be pretty visually attractive. The screenshots I've seen look really, really awesome and...
Really visually attractive?
Yeah, visually attractive. I think that it was a decent idea to put in, playable ancestors. I don't think it was the best idea. That's just me, though. I never really liked having to play with, like, four different people. I kind of like the, you know, one person go through the adventure by themselves. Like, you know, they can have other people helping them, but I kind of just like the whole play with one person thing. But I think that they made Ryoichi really good, and the guy who's voicing him, Steve Blum, I think his name is, he's been in a lot of stuff, so he should be pretty good at voice acting. But as far as the gameplay and stuff, it'll be interesting to see if they're all like all the ancestors are playable at the same time, or, you know, because it could get a little crazy. But last thing about Sly Cooper Thieves in Time that I'm kind of, I don't want to say nervous, but anxious, I guess, to see. Interested. There you go. Is the whole Sly and Carmelita thing. Because, you know, it could go either way. And for me, both of those ways is, like, kind of poopy. But, you know, they could keep them together. And then there goes your cops and robbers. So there goes that. It's like Uber's not really a thief if there's no cops. But
maybe Carmelita won't be a cop.
Yeah, but then, see, that's the thing. If they keep, I don't know. Because if she's not a cop, then what? Are they going to create a new cop?
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the major points of the game, though, was, you know, Sly and Carmelita and their constant back and forth, you know?
Well, this is supposed to be going back in time, right? So
she might not even be in it.
Or maybe they'll just be, like, first meeting or something, I don't know.
Maybe. But on the other way, they could break them up, and then it kind of goes against all how the third game ended, you know, because Sly gave up all his stuff to go fake amnesia with her, and it'll kind of be a bitchy move on Sly's part if he was just like, "Okay, peace, Carmelita." So,
yeah,
And since Aru said that, this was picking up right after Sly 3, so we'll see how that works out. That's all I really have to say about that. Just waiting for new stuff. Okay, question 5. What is your favorite Cooper and why? My favorite Cooper would have to be a tie between Ryoichi and Thaddeus.
Because, and your cat.
Yeah, actually my favorite Cooper is my cat. But I'm just kidding. Actually, not really. But in second to my cat, whose name is Cooper, they would have to be Thaddeus and Ryoichi, because Ryoichi is Asian and he invented sushi and he lives in Japan.
And Brooke is Asian, in case you didn't know that.
And I love sushi and my family's from Japan. And also Thaddeus, because he's classy.
Classy and Asian just go together so well.
Yep. So, yeah, that's mine.
And I have a sad story where I never finished Sly 3, so I can't really tell you.
So her favorite Cooper is my cat, too.
Yeah, I like your cat.
She's pretty
also,
awesome.
Another sad story is that, getting back to your favorite game of all time thing, that I realized this morning when I was eating breakfast. One of my favorite games is the first Kingdom Hearts game, and I never beat it. I got up to the final bosses, and I was like, screw this, because you couldn't save, and you had to do, like, 6 boss battles, and I was like, I don't have time for this in a day. So I never beat it, and I watched the ending online. That's my sad story about how I never beat.
You should bust that out and try to beat it again.
I don't have it anymore because my friend stole it. So buy that for me for Christmas.
Maybe.
Okay. And we'll see. Beat the second one, though, and I was almost late for school because of that.
Wow. I remember coming home from, like, exams in, like, high school and beating Sly 3. And as soon as I beat it, and I was like, are you serious? I rushed through my exam to come home and beat it for this ending. Like, I did not like the ending of Sly 3 at all. I just thought that it made Sly look like a jerk. But, I don't know. That was just me. Number 6. What video game characters resemble you the most?
I said that Brooke is like Toad because she's short and no one takes her seriously when she's angry.
And I am really, really, really cool and badass.
You know what? Toad is the most non-badass character ever.
Yeah, he is.
You're not badass either.
Yep.
To tell you.
You know what?
She is not badass. Known to the world that Brooke Nesbitt is not badass.
Thank you for revealing my full name. Tori Pinnell.
You already know!
Victoria. That sounds weird. Anyways, Tori is Daisy.
She doesn't know why.
She just is. You know, if you saw her, you'd be like, she's Daisy. Or,
isn't Daisy a ging?
Yeah.
Brooke was a ginger once.
Also, if there's any ginger people listening,
hey.
We have nothing against ginger. We actually have a really legit ginger friend. So, anyways, I'm trying to think about who else you could be. Either Daisy or maybe like Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong sucks.
Well, I don't know. That's just.
Well, I do.
That's
no one,
who
no
you
one ever
resemble.
Liked playing Diddy Kong.
or the ghost. What's his face? Yeah.
You're not the ghost.
No, you're the ghost.
Why am I the ghost?
Because you're sneaky.
When have I ever been sneaky? I am like the most nonchalant person.
Clearly we don't know each other very well, but...
Apparently we don't spend time together.
Alrighty. Question 7. What video game characters resemble you the most from the Sly series?
We actually don't know. I think we've gone over this question a few times and we don't really know.
I don't know. I think, who did I say you were, Tori? I said you were
You said Dimitri. You were like, I think you are, first you said you were, I was Carmelita, and then I punched you in the face.
I actually thought I was kind of Carmelita for a little bit. I don't know why. Maybe, I don't know, besides the fact I'm not Latino. I said for myself, I thought Ryoichi, or the Contessa, like a mix. If the Contessa was from Japan, and liked sushi, and was really stealthy, then... That would be me. Tori's, I don't know who she'd be.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe Murray.
Maybe. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, so there you go. Question 8. What would you like to see in the new Sly game?
A lot more jumping and pressing the circle button.
Yep. That is key.
Like.
And I also want to see or hear them say it a lot.
Yes.
Like, yeah. They need to remind us, especially Tori.
I would like to see, you know what I would like to see?
What?
Like to see like a bonus feature where you can see bloopers.
Yes.
I want to hear Kevin is bloopers.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah, I would like that.
So, if Kevin's listening, then...
Do that up.
Do it. And then talk about it on your podcast.
Yes.
Or come on our show and talk about it. Because that would be awesome. So...
Maybe we can discuss it over some sweet tea.
Yeah, which can be discussed without a lawyer or... getting arrested. Yeah, Peter could be the lawyer. He can be like, this is decent.
This is decent. Yeah. I approve. And then eat some scones or whatever.
Yeah, popcorn.
Aside from that, see him in his Sly game.
I would like to see... I don't know. I said Sly's mom, because you never really knew what happened to her, because he never said anything... He never really talks about her. He's always like, oh, they killed my dad, but he never really said anything about his mom. So, I'd like to see that. Sly's mom. Or
what you'd like to see in the new Sly game, your mom, is basically.
Yeah. Or, well, we already kind of saw Japan. I like to see them go to, like a city, you know, like, go to Chicago or New York City or something cool like that, you know?
Yeah, that would be cool, actually.
Because I think that with, like, the technology and visuals and everything. Oh, I said that weird, but, yeah. I would like to see that.
Well, I guess they went to Paris, but...
Yeah, but they're always in Paris. They're in Paris, like, every game.
Yeah, it's like, I think New York.
You're in Paris. Again.
Or Disney World.
Yeah. I would also like to see... I don't know. Ah!
Oh, less Bentley playtime.
Yes.
It's sad because he got a lot better when he was in a wheelchair. I don't really know how that happens, but...
Yeah. Maybe he'll be even more legit. Unless he, like, made himself
like
walk again.
Or something. And he's, like, a vegetable.
Yeah, you have to, like, wheel him around.
Which he basically was in the second game. He was basically a vegetable.
Basically. Also, I like how he got a girl when he was in a wheelchair. And not when he was had legs.
So, maybe Bradley, you should get a wheelchair and kill yourself. Maybe
it has to be a really high-tech wheelchair, though.
Yeah, you have to be able to, like, fly and stuff, so get on that.
Tell you, win a girl.
Get in a wheelchair. Obviously, that's not...
You also don't walk into Mordor. One does not simply walk into Mordor to get a woman. Let's just clear that up.
Like the analogy? Because I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. Okay, question 9. If you could have any item from any game, whether it be a weapon or just an object, what would it be and why? I actually changed my answer to this.
I changed my answer too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Mine used to be the little minions from Ratchet and Clank. But now I want a warthog from Halo. So, yeah, I would drive that around. Even though I didn't really know how to drive it for the first, like, hour that I played it. And everyone was getting really angry because I didn't know what I was doing. But, yeah, I want one of those, so.
I would like a machine gun, like the one in Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, yeah?
So basically just a machine gun.
Cool. I could get Dan to get you one of those.
I think that would be a dangerous idea. But
yeah.
If we go to the shooting range.
Yeah. Also, we're going rock climbing on Sunday. And Tori's never been rock climbing. Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Nate's coming, too.
Is Nate coming?
Yep. It should be fun.
Everyone knows our plans for Sunday.
Yeah, if you guys are in Niagara and you want to come
rock climbing,
we will be there.
Failed miserably. We should take like pictures and video and post them on the podcast wall.
Yep.
So maybe on our next podcast, we'll talk about our adventures when we went rock climbing.
Yep. Yeah. Stay tuned. Hold on. I'm just making sure that I haven't got any more comments on those things. Question 10. We're at 10 questions. Bradley sent us 10 questions. Actually more, because he has 2 emails.
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay, what is the most memorable / funniest line a character said in a game that you'll never forget?
We went over this twice, and we couldn't really remember the actual lines, yeah. So there's probably nothing that's crazy memorable then.
The only thing I remembered was the whole, like, thing in Sly 3 with, the pasta sauce. You guys probably all know what it is, so I'm not going to repeat it. But, yeah, that's, like, the only line I really remember from it. So, yeah, and Tori doesn't remember it, so there's that question. Okay, Bradley says, that's all the questions I have for you, and quite frankly, the only ones I can think of right now. But he did think of more, so Haha, hope you guys enjoy doing your first podcast. See you gals soon. P.S. Can't wait for our Mario Kart competition. Woo! Bradley. Okay, that was...
Welcome to Bradley's next email.
Yeah.
Which is...
Part two.
Deadline is exclamation point times two. Hey, ladies. What is your favorite Sly Cooper gang member?
I would have to say Carmelita. Just because in... Even though I really don't like her, but it's... It's really funny because in the third game, there's like a glitch where you can actually kill her. And I remember just like spending like an hour just pushing her body in the water. Actually, this sounds really, really like violent.
Yeah, let's stop.
Other than that, I would have to say Sly because he's the only one that I actually liked playing with.
Well, I like playing with Murray sometimes, but yeah. I can't climb things with Murray, so I do like Sly. As far as the next question after this is, can you do your best impression of him or her? No, I cannot. But Brooke can do a pretty awesome impression of the guru, but you'd have to see her in order for it to happen.
Can I? Did we?
You did it. I remember one time we were working together and you were the whole thing, and I was like, what is she doing?
Oh, yeah.
And then one time we went on a little drive excursion thing, and we kept seeing piles of sticks, and we were like, oh, it's the guru every single time.
Yeah.
But I don't like playing with the guru.
Can I do my best impression of Sly? Not really, because I don't think there's any way I can sound like Kevin Miller. So Kevin can do a pretty good impression of Sly.
Yeah, I think so too.
His might be the best. Sorry, Bradley, but we're going to move on from that one. What is your favorite Sly Cooper boss of Sly 1, of Sly 2, of Sly 3? Okay, I'll go first. Sly 1, Miss Ruby, because her boss battle was kind of funny. I can't really do an impression of her. I'm really bad at impressions.
Yeah, impressions are pretty bad.
Sly 2 would have to be... it's hard to remember... I don't know, maybe the Contessa?
I can't remember, like, any of it. Like, any boss battles. Nothing jumps into my mind.
Or Dimitri.
Oh, yeah, that one was really easy. Wasn't that the one where there was, like, walls and some sort of eclectic?
Yeah. Yeah. Contessa was pretty easy, too, but her level was poop, so. Also, surprisingly, we are really big Sly fans, even though we have negative opinions on some things. But, you know. Sly 3. My favorite boss was... Who was it? It would probably be maybe, what is...
And crap was
the chick that Penelope was in the plane. Black Baron? Bloody Baron? Black Baron? I don't know. One of those. One of them's from Harry Potter. So, yeah, that one. Or, I hated the pirate one. Or maybe it was... Yeah, it was probably Penelope's, so... And I can't do an impression of him because, like I said, I'm really, really, really bad at impressions.
Well, the next question is, can you do your best impression of Kevin and Justin? Which I don't think we can, but we have to say that we really like Justin's laugh.
Yep, his is like, his is the best.
I remember the first time we listened to the podcast, and every time we laughed, we would laugh.
And Kevin, I don't know, because that's the same thing as doing my impression of Sly, basically, so, This is my impression of Kevin right now. There you go, Bradley. That's it. Thanks. Yeah. You gals rock, Bradley. Thank you, Bradley, for your emails.
Keep them coming.
Yep. If you guys want to send us an email, send it to theladygamers@hotmail.com. We will answer them. Unless they're something that we don't want to answer, then we will tell you that.
Yeah, so. If it's a little too personal for Brooke.
Yeah, so, anyways, moving on to the topic of our podcast. Actually, first I thought that we should kind of say a tiny little bit about ourselves, because we basically already did through Bradley's emails, but, you know, just so that people know who we are, you know?
They know who you are.
I'm Brooke, obviously.
Everyone wants to date her.
I've been playing video games for a long time.
Oh yeah, we have to talk about our video game stories like we did last time.
Yeah, I started playing video games when I was little. Basically, I got a PS1 for my birthday, and, I got, I think it was Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bash, and Spyro. That came out really weird. And I was really into Spyro, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But, yeah, and ever since then, I've been pretty big on gaming, which is weird because I'm, like, the man in my relationship. My boyfriend doesn't play video games. He has Call of Duty, and he has, you know, what's the other one? Halo, games like that.
He likes to watch Twilight every night.
Yep. And so I am the man in our relationship.
Except so. You didn't go to the army.
No. I didn't, because I'm, it's kind of rude, but.
Let's move on.
I'm just kidding. I really appreciate the army.
So, anyways.
People are going to hate us. Yeah, so that is who I am. I have a cat. Actually, I have two cats. But one's name is Cooper, and I call her Poop Face because she's smelly. And she likes to snuggle. And I have another cat, but you don't really see her a lot. And I did not name her Bentley or Murray or Carmelita. Her name is Stevie, if you're wondering.
I was wondering.
Yeah. They were mistake kittens, but they're cute, so. Yeah, that is about me. My, crap, I lost my train of thought.
That's Brooke. Is in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So, like, she's, like, having a blonde friend. I don't have a blonde friend, but I have Brooke, so it's cool.
It's better.
Yeah. One time she was looking at pictures of dinosaurs on the internet, and she said, why are there only paintings? Why are there no photographs?
That was also, wait, was that the same time I was looking at Venn diagram pictures and when I ate half
a
muffin?
Okay. Yes, she told me she ate half a muffin, and then she said, do you remember Venn diagrams? It was a really awkward moment in my life. Also, one time, should I tell the story about how you ate the onion ring?
I don't know that story, so you can tell it.
Yes, you do. One time, she was eating an onion ring.
Okay.
And I started talking to her, and I wasn't looking at her. And I was asking her something, and I turned around, and she's drooling. There's drool all over the floor. And I was just like, what is happening? So she goes into the bathroom. She comes out, and she was like, wow, I am the most attractive person you've ever seen. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. And so she starts eating the onion ring, and it flies right out of her mouth. And, yeah.
I'm so pretty much the classiest.
Dave Brooke, she spits all over the floor. So, and she barfs, like, every day.
But I'm not anorexic.
No. So that's... Anorexics don't barf. That's bulimia.
Whatever.
See? Like having a blonde friend.
Okay.
So, point proven.
That's enough about me. Tori can explain herself now. She rides horses. That's Tori.
I have two horses. One of them doesn't... He only has half a tongue.
Because he's a derp.
Yeah, he is a derp. And I've been riding them since I was 11. And I'm 19 now. I'm not 13. And, what else do I do? I've been playing video games since I was in, like, grade 3 or something. Yeah, probably 2 or 3. And I actually suck at them. I suck at video games. I try my best, but I suck. Maybe one day I won't suck.
I'm trying to teach her more.
Yeah, so. But you're family, so.
Well, you won't beat Sly 3.
If you bring me Smarties.
Maybe. We'll see. Really popular tonight.
Yeah, who's talking to you now?
That would be Nate.
Oh, well, he hasn't talked to me yet, but anyways, moving on.
Yeah. So, our topic for today would be...
Now that we're finally getting to it after how many minutes?
40, so...
Yeah, 40. So,
it's
getting to our topic.
Old school video games. So yeah, old school video games. We...
What?
Nothing, I was just remembering something. Okay, anyways, so the first game that I got was, the first game that I actually played and was really into was Spyro. Everyone should know what Spyro is. If not, like Tori, go Google it. It's really awesome.
I knew what Spyro was, so...
It's about a dragon, and he's saving other dragons. It's basically the point of it. But, yeah, it was a really cool game, and... You know, they made 2, like, legit sequels after it, which were really good, and then it just kind of became poopy. But, in terms of old school video games, someone told us to talk about Tomb Raider. I don't know if you've ever played Tomb Raider. Bradley, how is the podcast going, girlfriend? Bradley, listen. Bradley, sorry, we're, like, interrupting this, but this needs to be said. You've heard this already, Bradley. Like I said, one does not simply walk into Mordor to get a woman.
What are you talking about? Come from?
Bradley Facebook chatted me.
Well, Bradley, stop interrupting the podcast.
Anyways, I told you, Bradley, you have to get into a duel. Moving on. So, Tomb Raider.
We're going to talk about Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I played Tomb Raider when I was little, and I was really, really, really bad at it, and I don't really remember all of it, but... Oh, Bradley. But, so I don't really have a lot to say about it.
You'll leave that part.
But it was a really fun game, and I really like how they made a movie out of it. And I really would hope that they would make, like, a Sly Cooper TV show, because that would be really, really cool. And maybe I could work on it, so. Other old school video games that we have. I don't know if anyone has ever played Crash Bash, but I was really good at that game when I was little. Oh, and Mario Party.
Mario Party was the best.
Yep, except on the Wii, they changed all the games. Do you have Mario Party for the Wii?
I don't have it, but I've played it.
They have this game on the Wii one, and, you have to, like, get these monkeys up a pole, and I've played that one, like, 50 billion times, and I still don't know how to get the damn monkey up on the pole.
I remember when I was younger, and I would play Mario Party 2 with, or, yeah, I think it was 2 or 3 with my dad, and I'd have to, like, con him into playing it, because he hated playing it, and he was like, there's too much waiting in this game, I don't know what I'm doing, and it was like, but I didn't have anyone else to play with. I was a lonely child.
But you had ponies.
Not at that age.
Oh. Well then. There was another old school video game that I had, and it was called Sheep. And it was probably the most epic game that you can find. If you go to YouTube, you can search for it. Don't just type in sheep,
because you're gonna get videos of random sheep.
Yeah, you're gonna get videos of, like, falling sheep and fluffy sheep, and so type in, like, sheep for PS1 or sheep gameplay or something, and you'll find it. But yeah, it was like, basically it was like herding sheep around these obstacles, and there were, like, lawnmowers that would run over your sheep, and your sheep would go in tanks and knock down walls and stuff, and it was really, really, really epic. Yeah, so go Google that. Oh, and there are all different types of sheep you could play with. And it sounds really stupid, and it was really stupid, but it was a really fun game. And, ooh, I also have this game for my Wii, and it basically has, all of the old school games on it, you know, like Pac-Man and Snake and stuff like that. And I thought it was cool how they put that on the Wii, so.
Also, to add to this, I remember playing Mario Kart 64, and sometimes I would be like, screw this race, I'm going to go explore. And in the little, like, the race with the cat, like, the around, it was around Peach's Castle.
Yeah.
And I would just screw everyone, and I would go and visit Peach's Castle. And you could, like, go all up in there and visit Peach's Castle, and that was probably a really awesome moment in my childhood. That's when I discovered that.
But then you lost the race.
Well, yeah, but I would win anyways. It was just me. I just wanted to explore.
Oh.
So. But cool. Yeah, it was really cool, and it was really detailed, so.
Yeah.
Used to be.
I also really liked the old school Grand Theft Auto. Not Vice City, though. I liked San Andreas, because I would just get on a motorcycle, and actually Grand Theft Auto is not really that old school, but I really liked it. Also, there's a new Grand Theft Auto coming out, and if you haven't seen the trailer, you should go preview it, because it looks really good. So, get ready for some graphic killing sprees, everyone. I don't know, like, next year sometime, maybe. They just announced a trailer for it, though, so we'll see. Also, I really want Skyrim.
But
so
anyways,
if you want to be my boyfriend, you have to buy me a PS3 and Skyrim. There you go.
Okay, don't put that out there, because people might actually do it.
And hey.
I'm very impressed if that happened. If a random guy mailed you a PS3.
I guess, but the offer is still up. Bradley, Sam, and Peter. I'm just kidding.
She's not.
I also had this really cool golf game, and I was really good at it.
Even, because, you know, she played golf in her spare time.
Because it was, like, one of those games where you had to, you know, move the bar and then get it right in the middle of the bar or whatever, and then it would be like, awesome shot! And then
She liked the feedback.
Yeah, it was really encouraging. So, yeah, that was another cool game that I had.
When you do something right now, I'll just say, awesome shot!
It was, and it was like, it said that, and then it was like, great shot! Or, sometimes if you, like, hit it in the bounds, it'd be like, out of bounds.
Also, I have a really good story about this. When I was really little, like, I was probably in grade 2, I had this game, and it was, you know, the dinosaur movie by Disney?
Yes.
It was...
I've never seen it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, it was a game based off that. And for some reason, part of the game, it was like an activity center. Do you remember activity centers?
Yeah.
Or computer games? Well, part of it, you had to match something. I don't remember the details, but I know that whenever you scrolled over whatever object it was, they would say it, the name of the object. And one of the objects was tapioca pudding. And weird. They said it like, tapioca pudding. And so now, every single time anyone ever says tapioca pudding, all I can think of is tapioca pudding. And I would give anything just to hear them say that again.
I'm going to try to find that on YouTube later.
I've tried and I can't find it anywhere. I don't even know where the game is. I searched through all my drawers.
Mm-hmm. I remember having like an Arthur computer game.
Yeah, I probably still have them. We should play some Math Blaster 3.
Yeah. And
did you ever play Math Blaster?
Yeah. There's another game I played in school, too. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I never played that. I had Jumpstart Preschool.
Oh. I never found Carmen Sandiego. Still in the world somewhere. We also had Number Munchers, and you would eat numbers. And I was really good at it. And then some kid got to, like, level, like, 150 or something, which is basically impossible. And everyone was, like, mind blown. So
also, can we bring... This isn't really a video game, but can we bring Neopets into this? Because Neopets was the best up until about 2 years ago. I stopped playing it. Sometimes it's still going on my account.
Wow. Also, the original Sims.
Yes.
Because I still really want to play that. And I tried to download it.
I have it.
Do you?
Yeah, you should probably just borrow it.
Cool. Yeah, because I wanted to download like the whole collection of it or whatever.
Yeah, I had like every single... Do you remember when the Hot Date...
Yeah.
That came out.
Yeah.
That's like, I got that for Christmas. I remember that was the best.
I know. And I remember every time, like, a burglar came into your house, like, there'd be this really epic music playing.
Yeah, I remember.
And it would scare the crap out of me.
I know, it scared me too.
So, yeah.
Also, our debate that we had last time, a lot of games right now are coming out with, like, second versions and, like, remastered versions.
Yeah.
Like, the Wii, you can download, like, the old Mario 64 and all the old games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our debate, like, I think this is a cool idea, but at the same time, like, I still have my N64, and it's in perfect working order. Yeah. So, it's cool for people who don't have that anymore, like, if they sold theirs or whatever, which was a dumb move. Never sold.
Yeah, I still have my PS1.
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's cool, but at the same time, it's kind of like making money off of something that they already have.
Yeah, like the new Halo that's coming out or already out. It's the same game, and they like remastered the whole thing, and they redid the whole environments and everything, and I think they added some new stuff in.
I think they should have waited a little longer, because Halo's not that old.
Yeah.
They just kind of jumped at it.
Well, Sly's not that old either, but I think what they were trying to do, which is actually...
I think they were trying to get the hype up for the next one.
Yeah, which is actually a really smart move, because now everyone's going to go out and buy it, and then... So, yeah. Props to them. But, as for Halo, like, I don't know, and I thought it would have been better if they released it like what they did with the Sly Collection, you know, like remaster at least the first two, or maybe all three of them, and that would kind of get people hyped up for the new Halo that's coming out, like, next year or something. But, like, I wouldn't go out and buy the Halo just because it's, like, remastered, you know, or whatever. Like, I can find the new stuff, like, online or if I really wanted to. But, you know, I have it in my house, so I don't need to spend another $60 just to see it nicer. So, that's my opinion.
Kind of like how we paid money to go see The Lion King in 3D when we could have just sat at home and watched it, but it was in 3D and it was awesome and it was totally worth it.
Yeah, so, and it was. So.
We enjoyed ourselves.
We did. We also saw a lot of people there that we knew.
Only you.
Yep.
You saw one person that you know.
Yeah. But he was with other people that he knew. It's a knowing.
That's off topic, but.
Yeah, anyways. So, old school video games, do you guys still play them?
Yeah, send us your emails about your first memories of playing video games, like when you were really young and
your
whatever.
Your favorite old school video game?
Yeah.
Do an impression of your favorite old school
Bradley,
video game.
Yeah, Bradley, I'd like to see all your impressions of everything in the world. That's
yes. Also, maybe, we like to know things, and we like funny stories, so if you guys have a funny story to tell us,
just
email
tell us.
Sorry, I have the hiccups. Email us your funny story, and we will read it. The best funny story gets a prize, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think, are we going to talk about anything else?
I don't know. How long have we been going for?
Like it's like 55 minutes, almost.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not long enough for anyone. We'll make it longer next time.
Yeah.
And that's what he said.
So, send us some emails. And also, we may do a call-in episode if you guys want one and you like the show or whatever. Also, if you guys, like, want us to talk about anything specific or you have suggestions and you're like, Percantori, your show is a total pile of poop. You guys should do this. Then we will not slit your throat. We will be nice and...
We'll take criticism.
Yes, because we are fairly nice people.
Fairly, except when I'm hungry.
Yep.
So just send us a line, 5.
Yep, and also if you can find us on Skype, just be sure to tell us who you are before you add us, because if I see someone who's like Deathman 12 or something, I'm probably not going to add you, or like Child Lover or something weird like that. So just...
Just keep it clean.
Yeah. Make sure we know who you are.
Skype name, like, Child Lover.
Yeah. You never know. There's some weird...
Because I think if you're a pedophile, that's kind of your mission to not get caught.
It's like...
So
it's like that chat roulette thing. Have you ever seen, like, those freaky people?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Like, I don't understand the world these days, but...
Neither.
Anyways, so yeah, send us stuff, and we'll put it on the show. I hope that we haven't ruined Mia's podcast reputation, but she will be back, so if you guys hate us, you'll have to bear with us for like 8 months, maybe. So, sucks to be you, but yeah, so thank you.
You'll have to bear with us much longer, like our mothers, so.
Yeah. Alrighty, send us stuff. And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.